You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, we pick up on a story from the Indian subcontinent. India claims striking suspected rebels in Pakistan. We're crossing over to Pakistan and we hope to speak to Shamim Shahid, president of the Peshawar Press Club. We have Shamim with us on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakumAllah khair for joining us. We appreciate your time, Brother Shamim. India is struck in what it has called a surgical strike. Which areas have been hit? Tell us about that and who were they targeting?
Actually, you know, Pakistani authorities issued a statement where they alleged the Indian forces attacked one of the security checkposts at Poonch sector in Azad Kashmir, causing killing to two soldiers of Pakistan Army. And in reaction, Pakistan's Foreign Office summoned India's ambassador to Pakistan, and they lodged a protest with the Indian ambassador. And there is also, you know, that from the last several days, the hostilities between the two countries is increasing day by day on the issue of Kashmir and also on the issue of human rights violation. You know that in Indian-occupied Kashmir, there is curfew situation from last 90 days after killing of according to Pakistan, a freedom fighter, whereas the Indian blaming him is the insurgent. He was killed during forces action. After his killing, you know, there were more than 110 Kashmiri people killed during the riots, and there is too much tension. And you know that from the last several days, it looked like a war-like situation on media. Pakistan and India's media criticizing each other. They're making allegations against each other. And you know that they're provoking the people against each other. There is, you know that on media, when one person watching television, when one person listening radio, and when one person reading newspaper, it looks like a war-like situation between New Delhi and Islamabad.
Yes, that is the impression,
and
really.
You know that,
that is the impression that we do get.
You know that impression, you know, the common people, you know, that today the stock exchange in Karachi and also in Mumbai, it was crashed due to uncertainty because, you know, that the common people are unhappy with the war-like situation. And, you know, that it also posing bad impacts on economic situation, also on the trade and business activities. And, you know, that Pakistan is on one side, there is tension with India on eastern border and also tension on western border with Afghanistan. There is too much uncertainty among the common people. And, you know, that Prime Minister Niaz Mohammad Nawaz Sharif has summoned joint session of parliament where, you know, that the escalating tension between Pakistan and India will be discussed. And after joint session, the government will take next decision regarding relation with India.
Yes, now.
And there is also, you know, that there was the SAARC summit, the SAARC South Asian countries association summit, which was scheduled on November 10, was also postponed when India, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Bhutan refused to attend.
You've given us a good overview of the activities. Coming back to the actual attack that we've been referring to, interestingly, Pakistan has denied it has been attacked. Why is that the case?
Actually, you know that the Indian, after this incident, it was occurred in early hours of today. After this incident, the Indian government issued a statement where it claimed that it was a surgical strike against the militants. Whereas Pakistan denied these reports, and there was no, Pakistan said that there was direct firing from across the line of control. From occupied Kashmir in Pakistani controlled Kashmir, which caused killing to 2 persons. Pakistan and India, you know, they are refuting each other's blames from last several days. They are accusing each other for violation of this in line of control, and they are also accusing each other of supporting militants. So where is Pakistan alleged that Indian troops in occupied Kashmir are killing innocent Kashmiris and they're crushing the Kashmiri freedom fighters.
Yes, now, you know, in terms of the growing tension between the two countries, India and Pakistan, the accusations that are going from Karachi to Delhi, are we heading closer to perhaps a nuclear war?
Yeah, actually, you know that almost of the experts, analysts, you know, they requesting both the countries to avoid war-like situation because both the countries are nuclear, they're possessing nuclear arsenals. So, therefore, you know that if the wars, a formal war started, then definitely one of them or both will use these nuclear arsenals against each other, which will destroy both the countries. Therefore, some of the politicians, some of the analysts, some of the experts, they insisting on avoiding a war-like situation, and they also requesting both the countries to resolve the issue through table talks or through diplomatic ways.
Oh yes, we certainly hope anything close to a war would be averted. Media agencies and social media seems to make the situation worse than it really is. Is the media fueling the war narrative?
Actually, you know that media from both Pakistan and Afghanistan, they are controlled and they are lied to their governments. So therefore, you know that they are also playing a negative role at this stage. Only a few person, you can say that only a few person insisting on a political solution to the issues. Where is some of the media personnel, particularly the anchor person and the experts on the different private television channels, they're fueling the tension between the two countries. They also, you know, that there is beside the government, beside the troops, there is also a war between media of the two countries, which also affecting the situation.
Undoubtedly, that adds to it. Are we going to see a response from Pakistan in the coming days? Has the Pakistani government said anything in this regard?
Yeah, you know that Pakistan's Prime Minister, you know that he summoned the Joint Parliament session where he will consult leaders of different political parties. He also convened a meeting of the cabinet. He also holding frequent talks with the Army Chief General Rahil. I think that in coming a few days, the Pakistan will announce its future line of action regarding this escalating tension and line of control with India.
We wait and see what happens, and we certainly hope that whatever happens is in the best interest of both countries. We appreciate your time, Brother Shamim. Jazakumullah khair for speaking to us on Radio Islam.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Brother Shamim Shahid, President of the Peshawar Press Club, speaking to us live from Pakistan. And as was outlined, that India has struck in Pakistan, and we certainly hope that this does not lead to a full-blown war between the two countries. That has happened in the past, and we hope that we don't go in that direction again. The big question is with regards to the nuclear arsenals that both countries possess, and if that is utilized, the entire region will suffer.